Guess what? Greetings once more, friends. This is Lindsay McCarry speaking, and I'm back again once more with my gang to bring you another session of puzzles, tricks, and mental stimulation in which you, as listeners, take part. All you need to have to play these Guess What games is a good sharp pencil and a couple of sheets of paper. So, while the gentlemen of our instrumental ensemble dash off a few measures of our theme melody, will you procure a pencil and some paper for yourselves so that you, too, may share in this radio game? So well. We'll be back in a moment with our first Guess What. Ready to march out into the public square of Puzzleburg with the first of our victims. Capitaine Gibson, is the guillotine ready?
The guillotine is prepared, mein General.
A bit foggy in your language there, bud, but well, we'll get started. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a little beheading right now. Yep, we're going to behead some words. Here's the idea. We're going to give you a definition, then tell you to behead the word which will fit that definition, and thereby derive another word to fit the second definition. Then we'll tell you to behead again and derive a third word to fit still another definition. By beheading, we mean taking off the first letter of each of the words. Well, we'll show you how it goes. This is not one of the words, merely an example. Suppose we'd say,
behead a garden slug and get a pointed piece of metal used in building.
The first word, of course, is snail. By beheading the first letter S, we get nail. Then to continue,
behead again and get a verb meaning to be ill.
Of course, the word is ail, A-I-L. Is that clear? Very well, then. Here we go with the three problems in beheading. We're going to give them to you only once, but we'll try to go slowly enough so that you'll have plenty of time. Ready? Number one.
Behead a verb meaning to gladden or to cheer, and get an adverb meaning tardy. Behead again and get consumed, devoured.
The second of the beheading problems.
Behead a verb meaning to want, to desire, and get another verb meaning to rant, to run wild. Behead again and get an exclamation meaning hail, H-A-I-L.
Number three.
Behead a verb meaning to satisfy, to delight, and get a contract of rental. Behead again and get a noun meaning comfort.
There. We've beheaded our three words and done a good job of it, too, I think. We'll put them together again for you later so that you may compare your guesses with the real words. Now for our Guess What number two. We call this
the Parts Department.
The Parts Department, yep. And the idea is this. We're going to give you eight definitions or hints of words. These words sound like other words, all nouns, which are parts of an automobile, any automobile. As we give you the definitions or hints of the original words, you are to guess and write down on your paper the words which sound like the originals and which fit the names of parts of an automobile. Is that clear? All right, then, we're off for the parts department. Number one.
A rhinoceros wears one. A cow wears two.
Number two.
Has given utterance to speech. Has given utterance to speech.
Remember, the words you are to guess are all nouns. Three.
To have and to hold.
Four.
A little girl wore one of these on the way to her grandmother's house.
Five.
Spelled differently, this means to demolish, to separate violently.
Six.
A machine of war. A machine of war.
Number seven.
Snakes do this, and cowboys do it to a piece of their equipment.
And the last, eight.
You can be arrested for committing this.
There they are, the eight words of our parts department. The eight parts of an automobile. We'll tell you later what they are as we give you the scoring for the scoring method for this time. Now, here's our guess what number three for this session. We're going to name four different battles in history. We'll give you the names by which these famous battles are best known. Then we're going to give you another list of the names of the men who commanded the armies or navies which won these battles. But the names of the men are going to be in an entirely different order from that in which the list of battles is given to you. After we give you these two lists, you then, ladies and gentlemen, are to associate the battles with the names of the men who won them. Are you ready? Here then is the list of the battles. Write them down. One.
The Battle of Shiloh. S-H-I-L-O-H. Shiloh.
Two.
The Battle of Flodden. F-L-O-D-D-E-N. Flodden.
Three.
The Battle of Jutland. J-U-T... L-A-N-D, Jutland.
And four.
The Battle of Kenesaw Mountain. K-E-N-E-S-A-W, Kenesaw Mountain.
Have you those written down? All right. Here are the names of the men who won those battles, but in a different order. Number one.
Admirals Beatty and Jellicoe. B-E-A-T-T-Y and J-E-L-L-I-C-O-E.
Two.
General J.E. Johnston.
Three.
General Ulysses S. Grant.
Four.
The Earl of Surrey. S-U-R-R-E-Y. The Earl of Surrey.
Well, there they are. Four battles and the names of the victors. Now we're going to give you just 50 seconds to team them up. Associate the names of the victorious generals or admirals with the names of the battles they won. Then we'll be back with all the answers and the method of scoring. the answers. Guess what number one, this time, comprised the beheaded words. Here are the words. The first set of three.
Elate. E-L-A-T-E. Late and eight.
The second set of words, number two.
Crave. C-R-A-V-E. Rave and Ave.
Ave Maria, meaning Hail Mary. Number three.
Please. P-L-E-A-S-E. Lease and ease.
And now for each set of the words you had correct, you may score yourself 10 or 30 for the entire problem. All right? Now for the answers to our parts department. The words which sounded like other words, names of the parts of an automobile. Here they are. One.
Horn.
Two.
Spoke.
Three.
Clutch.
Four.
Hood.
Five.
Brake.
Six.
Tank.
Seven.
Coil.
Eight.
Battery.
And there they are, the eight parts of the automobile in our parts department. Give yourself a score of five for each one you had correct. Well, how did you get along with the famous battles and the victorious generals? Here they are, complete and correct. Number one.
The Battle of Shiloh was won by the Union General Ulysses S. Grant.
And it was sometimes called the Battle of Pittsburgh Landing, a famous battle of the American Civil War. Number two.
The Battle of Flodden was won by the Earl of Surrey.
And James IV of Scotland lost not only the battle, but his life on September 9th, 1513. Number three.
The Battle of Jutland was won by Admirals David Beatty and John Rushworth Jellicoe.
This has been called the greatest naval battle of history and took place during a world war between the German and British fleets, totaling 259 war vessels. Although the British suffered greater losses, the German fleet retired on June 1st, 1916, leaving the North Sea undisputedly in the control of the British. Number four.
The Battle of Kennesaw Mountain was won by General J.E. Johnston,
a Confederate commander during the American Civil War. It was during this engagement on June 27, 1864, that the Union General William Tecumseh Sherman suffered his greatest losses. And there are the four battles with the victors. You may give yourself a score of five for each set you had correctly associated, which allows you a total score of 90. And that means that another session of Guess What must come to an end, but we'll be back with you once more over the same station soon. Your own announcer will tell you when that will be. Until then, goodbye now.